This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado State University is partnering with municipalities in the Western Slope to study the benefits of composting, including its role in conserving water. CPR's Stephanie Rivera reports.
The goal of the project is to increase the amount of organic waste diverted from landfills and promote compost in food production systems. Studies have shown that an increase of organic matter allows soil to hold more water. Yard waste is currently being collected in Grand Junction and sent to a Mesa County compost facility for use on local farms. The compost is being used on peach trees, vegetable row crops, and cut flowers. The study is part of an $86,000 grant by the USDA. Stephanie Rivera, CPR News.
The state health department is finding high levels of toxic blue-green algae at the Cherry Creek Reservoir. The park is closing parts of the lake to people and pets. Boating and fishing are still allowed everywhere they normally are. If you touch the water, you might get a rash. And if your pets drink it, they could get sick. The park is updating its website with closure information. A comic book shop owner in Boulder was robbed of over $7,000 of rare books. Boulder police say a man broke into Time Warp Comics, a longtime Boulder business, and swiped the store's most valuable collector's items. The stolen comics include the first ever issues of Silver Surfer and Miss Marvel, as well as a copy of Spider-Man number 11, signed by the late comic book legend Stan Lee. This is CPR News and KRCC. Colorado is seeing highs in the lower 90s today. That includes Grand Junction, where there's a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon, all the way into the evening. And Denver and Fort Collins can expect some rain tonight. Denver and Fort Collins have a flood watch starting at 4 today.